Under a pleasant willow shade, Amyntohr sat and heard the maid, and unto her he did reply, "O why, Parthenia, prithee tell me why you do complain so grievously, since men are not so false as women be. When as in love we use our arts, we find you have obdurate hearts, although at first our flames do burn, like winter's morning into frost you turn. So by the consequence you see, that men are not so false as women be. Why should a man confined be to such a piece of vanity, or dote upon a tempting snare that nature hath at unawares made fair? No, cast them off, for you will see that men are not so false as women be. They love, they fawn, they sigh, they pray, and yet will turn to hate next day. The more you sue, the more they shun, by which poor shepherds are undone. So that by consequence you see that men are not so false as women be. They think the god of love allows they should be false and break their vows. It is a miracle to find one of a thousand bear a constant mind. Therefore you may confess with me that men are not so false as women be. They'll say they love, but not tell when. They'll give a heart and take again. If you entreat and sue and pray, they turn their heads and look another way. So that by consequence you see that men are not so false as women be. If that they see you pine and die, they'll triumph in your misery. No pity lies in frown or lie, their wavering minds are so full of guile. Therefore you may confess with me that men are not so false as women be. Too much experience I have had, that few are good to men. Bad. Though like a skeleton you appear, a cruel nymph shall never drop a tear. Therefore, by consequence, you see that men are not so false as women be. Though Cupid bid them love again, yet they so stupid do remain. For love they cruelty will show, and scornful to submit unto his bow. So by the sequel you may see that men are not so false as women be. Then let not any shepherd swain hereafter value their disdain, since a man is so vain a toy, will find some other pastime to enjoy. For why by this you plainly see that men are not so false as women be. Their siren voices I'll not hear, nor from my eyes let fall a tear. Now Cupid's shaft I will defy, for wounding me with love to make me die. Since that you may confess with me that men are not so false as women be. Thus to all nymphs I'll bid adieu, until I find out one that's true. Or in some grove I'll be confined, to cure my grief and ease my troubled mind. For now you must confess and see that men are not so false as women be.